The scripture for this morning is taken from Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. The NRSV version is in your bulletin. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, 'Grant me justice against my opponent.' For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice, so that she may not wear me out by continually coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?'"
Say someone were to come to me about a father who is struggling with alcoholism, and they had done everything that they could think of for the person. You know, they had had the tough love conversations, they had had the love conversations, they had suggested counseling, they had said that they would go with them to the doctor, they had tried everything. What do you think I would tell that person to do? Say someone were to come to me about a daughter struggling with some kind of a personality disorder that was causing her to just burn through relationships, to just ruin relationships with her rigidness and her anger and her manipulativeness. And that person felt as if they had done everything they could possibly do for her. They had suggested counseling. They had had the tough love conversation. They had had the love conversation. They had done everything that they could possibly think of. What do you think I would tell them to do? What would I tell that person to do? Say a family member were to come to me, as a family member did come to me this last week, in the midst of a full-blown mental health crisis. And I thought I was doing everything that I could possibly do. And I thought that I'd had all the right conversations and that I had provided all the right kinds of support. What would I tell myself to do? I would say, pray. Pray to God like the widow in today's scripture, as if God were an unjust judge in need of serious pestering and bothering and keep on coming and continually coming. Because prayer can give us a sense of power in those moments when we feel as if we have done everything, and yet it's not making a difference. I want to show you a brief clip from the movie Unbroken. Ashley, could you play this clip? How many people here have read the book Unbroken or seen the movie? It's a movie about a man who, his name is Louis Zamperini, and he was both a distance runner and also then became a prisoner of war during the Second World War. Now, I showed you, he's got a remarkable story, but I showed you this clip because I think this scene represents the way people often think of prayer, as something people do out of a sense of profound powerlessness. You know, there they are, you know, in their own inflated dinghy, and the waves are just crashing over them. They are weak, and they are parched, and they have been reduced to bargaining with God. And yet, and I believe this is a way that oftentimes people, especially people who aren't Christians, think of prayer. And yet this isn't the only way prayer happens, or the only way it gets experienced. For Jesus, prayer is an opportunity to practice persistence. It is both a cry for help and something to do always. You know, note how active the widow is in today's scripture. She is just after that unjust judge. She is just not letting him alone. She just keeps coming to him day after day after day. I think this is a way that Jesus thinks or wants to get us to think about prayer. That prayer is not this thing that we do in a moment of weakness, but that it is a thing that we do out of a sense of power. It gives us power. It gives us a sense of being active at times when we may feel as if there is nothing more we can do. You know, relative struggles with alcoholism. Keep doing whatever you can do to support them, but pray also. Pray so that you don't have that feeling of powerlessness, as if things are spinning out of your control. You know, a relative is destroying all of their relationships. Keep supporting them, but also remember to pray so that you can have that feeling of your mind being filled with God and with hopefulness and with a sense of being alive and in that moment. You know, relative is in psychological turmoil. Keep doing what it is that you've been doing and do more to help them. But at the same time, don't forget to pray. Keep those prayers going because they will give you a sense of courage in the midst of that difficult time. You know, in this today's parable, prayer is what turns a widow into a warrior. You know, how many people know that phrase, praise warrior? I love that phrase because I think that there are times when we pray out of a sense of just there's nothing more we can do, and we truly feel as if we are like the people being tossed on that boat. But I think there are other times when we pray where we find a sense of power through that prayer, the power to keep going. You know, this last week was a very difficult one for me. I got home from session on Tuesday night to discover that someone I loved was in a really profound crisis. And I'll be honest with you, I felt paralyzed. I felt completely paralyzed. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if there was any hope. You know, I almost wondered if it was just time to give up. I'm going to be totally honest with you, that's how I felt. You know, and I think how many people have been there, that place with someone in their life where there's just been, they've done everything. And then this crisis hits and it is just overwhelming. And then I called a sister in Christ and I told her what was going on. And she prayed with me. And honestly, it was like a light went off. Like I was trying to think of the right metaphor to tell you. It was like a light that went off. It was like a defibrillator that you know, gave my heart the jolt that it needed to get. I felt as if the scales had fallen from before my eyes. I know I'm mixing biblical metaphors here, okay? But, you know, I really needed that. I needed to hear that prayer. I needed to be reminded of the power to prayer. Power of prayer. And when that happened, when I had that experience, I felt the hope begin to return. And from that moment, when I wasn't, you know, on the phone making calls, trying to strategize things, I was praying. You know, I'd be like going up the stairs and I would just say, help him, help him, help him, Lord. I'd be coming down the stairs. Help him, help him, help him, Lord. I'm emptying the dishwasher. I'm feeding the dogs. Every moment, it was just there was a prayer in my heart. And my sense of paralysis was gone. It left. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who pray to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant them justice. Has anyone here ever had a prayer that's gone unanswered? Anybody? Anybody had a prayer where the answer was delayed? Okay. I want to be really careful here. It's not my intention to whitewash prayer and to make it out to be a cure-all. It isn't, and I know that. You know, I've been at the hospital with families in the ICU when a beloved daughter is dying of an overdose. And there is not a doubt in my mind that their prayers are as powerful and as feverish and as whatever other adjective you want to say. They are praying as if their life depends on it. And the answer that they have received is not the answer that they wanted. And I just want to be very clear. I'm not trying to say in this sermon that prayer is this simple cure-all. My intention instead is to remind us of what Jesus saw in prayer. That prayer is not a sign of weakness, you know? It doesn't have to be that. But it is something real and tangible and powerful that we can do no matter the situation. It's something that we can grab a hold of, to kind of take from Rebecca's children's moment here. It's a rope that comes down from heaven that we can grab a hold of and that we can hold on to. And that feeling of prayer, that persistence of prayer, it has the power to transform our experiences. This last week, it was one of those moments where I almost couldn't believe that this was the scripture that was assigned to the Sunday, because it was so exactly what I needed to hear and understand about my own life. Prayer, it can give us back a sense of power and courage and strength in those times when we really need that. Amen.